USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The death toll after an explosion in a coal mine in Turkey's northern Bartın province on Friday has reached 41, Turkish President Erdogan said on Saturday. The reasons of this explosion and the people responsible for it, if any, will be revealed with an administrative and judicial investigation. Our priority was to reach the workers trapped underground. We have finally taken out the 41st miner. A heart-pounding rescue in the deep woods of Washington this week after rescue teams battled whipping winds and steep drops to save a hiker trapped beneath a boulder the size of a refrigerator. Officials say 28-year-old Ben Delahunte was hiking deep in the mountains of Washington State Monday when a boulder shifted and trapped him, pinning his wrists and legs. The entire operation requiring the help of 8 different agencies and in the nick of time. It's more about politics than it is about oil production.
The Biden administration says it plans on reassessing the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia in the wake of OPEC Plus's drastic cut in oil production. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the administration has no one to blame but themselves for the country's energy shortage.
This is a real self-inflicted wound. He threatened our energy companies not to produce. And now, as a result, he has to go to the Saudi, to the kingdom, and threaten them to produce more energy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of people across Australia's southeast were asked to evacuate their homes, including some in a western suburb of Melbourne, after 2 days of incessant rains triggered flash flooding and fast-moving waters burst through riverbanks. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Friday presented Gold Star medals and other awards to Ukrainian soldiers during a ceremony in Kiev. "We will restore the territorial integrity of our state," Zelensky said in his address to the soldiers. The Ukrainian leader and the troops also held a moment's silence for the soldiers killed in the war.
Slava Ukraini!
The shooting deaths of 2 Connecticut officers and wounding of a 3rd punctuated an especially violent week for police across the U.S. and fit into a grim pattern. Even as more officers left their jobs in the past 2 years, the number targeted and killed rose. According to organizations that track violence against police, 56 officers have been killed by gunfire this year, 14% more than this time last year, and about 45% ahead of 2020's pace. At least 11 police officers were shot around the country this week, including one fatally in Greenville, Mississippi, and another in Las Vegas. Saturday, the Los Angeles Dodgers lost to the San Diego Padres 2-1 in Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series, giving the Padres the lead. Dodgers manager Dave Robertson on the loss.
I think you got to give those guys some credit, but you know, on the other side of things, we still got to find a way to create base runners, create opportunities, and then when we do get them, regardless if it's a starter or the guy in the pen, we got to find a way to push them across.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.